These latest at Newcastle United headlines. We'll start with team news ahead of the huge relegation showdown against Swansea on Saturday. Midfielder Jack Colback is available following suspension. The former Sunderland player, who has completed a two-match ban following his 10th booking of the season, is joined in the squad by left-back Paul Dummett on his return from a hamstring injury. Manager Rafa Benitez will be without right-back Daryl Yanmat, though. He was prepared to play with two broken fingers, but he now has a groin injury. And he joins a growing list of injuries. Both keepers Tim Krul and Rob Elliott are out. Defender Fabrizio Colaccino is also out with a calf injury. Stephen Taylor has a muscle strain. Masadio Haidara, a knee injury. And Kevin Mabu, a hip problem. Benitez says that his side still, though, have a chance of avoiding relegation despite their position in the table. Newcastle, second bottom before this weekend's games. 6 points from safety with six matches left. The Spaniard says that he has seen enough in training to suggest they have the quality to pick up enough points to survive. He said, "We have to have confidence. It's massive for us, crucial for us. We have to start winning games. In training sessions, the team is doing well. Now is the time to show it and play as a team on the pitch. The other scores don't matter," he said. "We have to win our game. I think we can win games," he said, "and get the points we need to stay up." Away from the relegation scrap, news on the transfer front. Reports say that Newcastle winger Andros Townsend will be targeted by Crystal Palace this summer should the Magpies be relegated. The 24-year-old only joined in January for around £10 million from Tottenham. He's been one of the few Newcastle players to impress in recent weeks in the battle against the drop. If Newcastle do go down, Townsend is likely to be among several who will move on, who will not want to feature in the Championship. And offers in the region of the £10 million that the Magpies spent on him are likely to be accepted in the summer transfer window. The Eagles were in the running to sign the England international in January, and boss Alan Pardew will make a move for him if Newcastle are consigned to the drop. However, Townsend is also likely to be wanted by several other top-flight clubs, so the Eagles may face some stiff competition to land him.